The Warriors in Washington, D.C., facing the Wizards on a Thursday evening here in the nation's capital, and it was a spirited game with all kinds of skill on display from Stephen Curry, as he had a game-high 38 points. And in his native D.C., Kevin Durant powering his way to 21 points on the night. DeMarcus Cousins adding 17 points to go with 6 rebounds, with Klay Thompson driving his way to a 9.5 assist game, and Draymond Green with 15 rebounds to go with 7 assists and 7 points, as the bench added 34 points in a 126-118 victory over the Wizards.
The Warriors come to D.C. They make it 9 wins in a row, 8 in a row on the road. Cousins goes for 17, KD 21, and Steph 38. The Golden State Warriors on to Boston as the perfect road trip continues. Credit the Wizards for a very good effort at knocking in the 15 threes. More importantly, the Warriors won a game where they didn't make 10 threes.
And here in the post game, joined by Jim Barnett, and we called it a spirited game. Stephen Curry just on fire tonight.
Well, the amazing thing is he got 38 points, but he only had 2 made threes, Lawrence. They were running the Warriors off the three-point line, did a pretty good job. In fact, Warriors only made 7 threes, and the Wizards made 15. They made 8 more threes, and yet the Warriors won the game. That doesn't often happen, but the Warriors took advantage. It was kind of old-fashioned. You had to take a lot of twos tonight. They're running them off the line, and Steph Curry ate them up inside. He hit 38 points. And only 6 points of them from the three-point line. It's pretty effective with what he did. And the offensive potential, the output that he has, power that he has to go inside and do all those things to beat them off the dribble.
Now we're seeing DeMarcus Cousins in his third game in a Warriors uniform. And a really solid night, a real force out there tonight.
He was much more comfortable. His footwork was much better. He was more decisive in his initial move. He sealed inside and made it easy for himself, and they took advantage of that. And plus, he's big. Made a nice block when it looked like they were going to get a score in that first half on a play. He's got size, which the Warriors have lacked, so he's giving them a whole lot. And with each game, you're going to see him continue to get more in game shape and be more of an offensive threat. But you can also see he's a very willing passer.
Last thing here, because we're going to talk a little bit more in Boston here on Warriors Sound, but when you look at the bench production tonight, really impressive. Guys like Alphonso McKinney making a mark, Kevon Looney very strong in this one.
Yes, and Iguodala as well. He's always a great plus-minus. He was really good tonight offensively and got to the free throw line a lot and making his free throws. But McKinney, he makes big plays for you. And that's what you want coming off the bench. That's Steve Kerr you look for as a head coach. Someone who can give you what you know he can give you. You can't give him the ball and say, go get us a shot. But when you play the game, he knows how to find the ball, an offensive rebound, a lob, breaking down the defense. Kevin Durant, late in the fourth quarter, gets a double team in the corner. So they get an outlet pass to Livingston because he moves to the open spot. Livingston gives him a little bounce pass behind the back for an easy dunk by McKinney. That's how you break down the defense, everybody on the same page. McKinney, though, knows his way around the basket.
That's Jim Barnett, and we are on to Boston, where we will catch up with JB as the Warriors will face the Celtics on Saturday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.